people often enjoy a chance to tour the sets of famous movies. Some of those backdrops are public places, easily accessible most of the year. But this spot may seem a bit unusual as a prime place to roll the cameras. We go there on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
The state of Louisiana consistently ranks at or near the top for the number of movie shoots it hosts. Specifically in New Orleans, you'll find a backdrop directors like for certain films.
The cemeteries appear in well-known films all the time. There's almost like this obligatory cemetery scene in so many films because of the visual qualities.
Robert Florence, president of Historic New Orleans Tours, often leads groups through these historic cemeteries. The St. Louis Cemetery here in New Orleans was one of the first to be featured in movies.
Filmmakers often want to shoot in the St. Louis cemeteries, the oldest Catholic cemeteries, and you can't because in 1968, when they shot Easy Rider with Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda, and they brought the prostitutes into the cemetery and took LSD, that was very controversial.
They hadn't obtained permission to film in the cemetery to boot, so most cemetery film scenes are shot here in Lafayette Cemetery. You may have seen it and not realized it.
They shot Interview with a Vampire with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, Double Jeopardy with Ashley Judd and Tommy Lee Jones, that scene when Ashley Judd gets chased into a tomb. And I know it was 2006 they shot a film called Deja Vu, and there was a jazz funeral scene right here.
New Orleans almost missed out on the taping of Deja Vu due to Hurricane Katrina, but director Tony Scott and actor Denzel Washington said they'd quit the project if the movie studio didn't give the city a chance to get back on its feet and get the movie.
These two guys really stuck their neck out for the city, and you know, the studio, you could see their point of view. I was here. This city was a mess, but they gave it a chance, and 10 years later, the state ends up being number one in total film and television production in the country.
We conclude with an always interesting jazz funeral. Next time, as we travel the countryside, in New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.